Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Can leading a sedentary lifestyle affect one's mental state? Nancy Lowe, assistant professor of psychiatry at McGill University, discusses the correlation between physical inactivity and depression.
Chronic illnesses such as diabetes and obesity are on the rise and occurring earlier in developed countries. Sedentary behaviors are a risk factor for chronic illnesses. They're activities where the body uses very little energy, such as reading, watching TV, or using the computer. We want to know if having depression would predict more sedentary behavior in young adults. Depression includes feeling very sad, poor sleep, appetite and concentration, and ideas of suicide. Depression is also more common in women than in men, and we want to see if there were gender differences in terms of predicting more sedentary behavior. We asked 761 young adults who are on average 20 years old about depression and how much leisure time they spent watching TV and using the computer to play games or access the internet. We tracked the same group of young adults down 4 years later when they were 24 to see if having depression predicted more TV watching or computer use. We found both men and women spent more than 21 hours a week or more than 3 hours a day either watching TV or on the computer. Though there are no guidelines for adults, this amount exceeds the daily recommended 2-hour limit for children and adolescents. We also found having depression at age 20 predicted more computer time at age 24, but only in men. Our study didn't measure other types of sedentary screen time behavior, such as smartphone use or tablet use, so in fact we could have underestimated the amount of sedentary behavior. These findings were alarming because more people are spending more time sedentary, and depression seems to be related to this, particularly in men.
That was Nancy Lowe of McGill University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Watch the tube.